Well, again, I welcome you to Bethel this morning, and it's a joy. You'll notice in your bulletin there's a revised COVID policy that I don't think any of us has any objections to. This is something we usually take to church council, but we don't meet as often as we should. So read it over and look at it, and the biggest changes is, like I said, if any of us have a immune system that's compromised, then anyhow, wearing of the mask is encouraged, and one may provide it on request. If you want to be seated socially distanced, just check with Donnie, and as he's the author. He's the usher, usually. And we're going to do communion by traditional ways and also in the little cups, and we'll offer people both. And if you'd like to come to the altar do that. So we're going to do communion both ways, and masks are optional if you're healthy. But one thing, just like with Tina, and that's why she called me this morning, says, we ask that if anyone in your household is sick or symptoms or whatever, please stay home and participate on the online service. And speaking of the online service, it's always there. The website's there. Phil does a great job putting it on there. And the message that I'm going to bring this morning is also online. A little different, but not much. So, y'all okay with the revised version? Oh, good. Thank you, Phil, for doing that. One thing that I did want to mention, we were looking at the new COVID policy. You'll find me always wearing a mask when I go to the back door out of respect for those who want to wear a mask. And, so if you wonder why I wear a mask at the back door, that's the reason. I do that out of respect for folks' own personal thoughts about it.